This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump has met Japan's new emperor in a welcome ceremony in Tokyo. Mr. Trump and the First Lady met the emperor and his wife under sunny skies Monday morning local time before strolling inside together for further formalities. VOA's Steve Herman tells us she's traveling with the president and says that the latest tweet showed once again on North Korea a discord with one of his top advisors. Voters in 21 European nations went to the polls Sunday for the final day of election for the European Union Parliament. The vote pits populist candidates against those calling for tighter cohesion in the European Union. 426 million people were eligible to vote in the four-day election that will select members in the European legislature that comprises more than 750 seats. In this election, right-wing nationalists are hoping to elect candidates that reshape EU policies to slash the number of immigrants seeking to move into the EU. Hungary's Viktor Orban says that this is the first time the European people have been able to weigh in on immigration. Members of Congress are still discussing whether to move forward with an attempt to impeach U.S. President Donald Trump, and the race to succeed British Prime Minister Theresa May is heating up. We have more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ireland has voted overwhelmingly to relax its divorce laws. Election official Barry Ryan announced Sunday that 82% of the voters had cast their ballots to remove a constitutional provision that required couples to live separately for 4 years before their marriages could officially be dissolved. Parliament must come up with new legislation to govern the divorces. Indications are that lawmakers will require couples to live separately for only 2 years. Ireland's current divorce requirements are considered to be among the most restrictive in Europe. Last year, Irish citizens voted by a large margin to repeal the country's restrictive abortion law. Thousands of detainees throughout Turkey's prison system ended their hunger strike Sunday that had been mounted to force Turkey to end jail militant leader Abdullah Öcalan's isolation at an island prison. Earlier Sunday, his lawyers read a statement from the client calling for the end to the strikes. Twice this month, Turkey allowed the 70-year-old leader of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party to meet with his lawyers after an 8-year hiatus. Pakistan's prime minister has spoken to his Indian counterpart, Narendra Modi, to congratulate him and his party on winning a second term. A stalemate from Pakistan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs Sunday said that the Prime Minister Imran Khan telephoned Modi to express his hope that the two countries will work closely together in the future to improve their relationship. Again, Ireland voting overwhelmingly to relax divorce laws. The election official announced that 82% of voters had actually cast their ballots to remove a constitutional provision that required couples to live separately for a total of 4 years before their marriages could actually be dissolved. The parliament now must come up with a new legislation to govern divorces, and there are indications that lawmakers are going to require couples to live separately for just a 2-year period. Ireland's current divorce requirements are considered to be among the most restrictive in Europe, and last year, Irish citizens voted by a large margin to repeal the country's abortion law there. Members of Congress, of the U.S. Congress, are still discussing whether or not to move forward with an attempt to impeach U.S. President Donald Trump, and voters in 21 European Union nations went to the polls Sunday for the final day of election for the European Union Parliament. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.